The Watch by Chassie Cleland. The Watch starts with a question posed 200 years ago. If you were walking across a barren landscape and found a pocket watch on the ground, how did it come to be there? And in this context, is it any different than an animal or a plant? Made of raw wood and aged ornate metal, the watch is a 10-foot diameter pocket watch partially embedded in the playa surface, as if dropped there long ago from a long-gone workbench. The pocket watch itself is surrounded by miscellaneous gears of a similar presumed origin. The back of the pocket watch is missing, exposing the gears in the interior. As biologists look inside animals to trace evolutionary ancestries, answers lie within the watch. The interior clockwork is exposed with additional gears scattered nearby. Built as a zoetrope, each spinning cog tells a story about how life came to be. Some cogs run the ticking clockwork, displaying stories that interlock to form our best understanding of the evolutionary clock's mechanism. Other cogs are scattered nearby, retelling origin theories discarded in favor of those that fit better with the scientific observations and discoveries of the past two centuries. Participants can spin the zoetropes, use chalk to modify the animation, and contribute stories in a book about the watch, telling how it came to be on the playa. The watch face will feature a trio of paraphrases from Reverend Paley and Richard Dawkins. Paley's first quote will frame the piece. In crossing a heath, suppose I found a watch upon the ground, and it should be inquired how the watch happened to be in that place. It is followed by a paraphrase that lays out Paley's argument, which is that the complexity of life in the natural world requires presence of a creator. That watch must have had a maker who comprehended its construction and designed its use. Every indication of contrivance, every manifestation of design, which existed in the watch exists in the work of nature. The bottom half of the face paraphrases Dawkins' response. Natural selection does not plan for the future. It has no vision, no foresight, no sight at all. If there is any watchmaker in nature, it is the blind watchmaker who tests new pieces and discards any that do not confer an incremental advantage. What do you believe? How will the watch and the playa shape your opinions about where we came from and where we're going?